Thank you for calling today to Eagle Moss. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Yes, I used to be a member of the Ghostbusters Ecto-1, but I canceled because shipments weren't coming and everything was always out of stock. Is all that fixed now? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. Is your phone number ending in 2303? Is that associated with your account?
It should be.
All right, let's pull it up and see. Then I'll see if I can answer your questions. All right, should be able to see you in less than a minute. Your account. Is it on there, Mr. Ryan Patras?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. What's your address, Mr. Patras?
1581 Camelot, Trenton, Michigan, 48183.
That's what I have. What's your email address?
R-Y-A-N, P as in Paul, I-E-T-R-A-S, 1984, @me.com.
That's what I have. All right, let's see. Oh, yeah, I see where you canceled. That was back in October of last year.
Yeah, I left off on issue 5.
Yeah, they pick you up where you left off at. You were just starting. Go ahead.
Does it show all the parts in stock? Because there was a couple months where nothing was sent and everything was back ordered all the time.
Let me uncancel you so I can look and see. Hold on. Then I can cancel you back. When it's canceled, they don't send you anything or post anything else to your account.
Okay.
Yeah, they start you off where you left off at if you want to reactivate it. Hold on just a second. Yeah, they were pending to send you episode, the issues 1 and 2 of the DeLorean when you canceled. Do you want to start it back up and see how long it takes to get to you?
I'm talking about the Ecto-1, not the DeLorean.
You just want the Ecto-1? All right, let me cancel it back. Hold on just a second. All right, let me cancel this back. Okay. All right, now let me go back to, you said the Ecto-1. Go back, come back in. Okay, Ecto-1, I see it. You had a special account and a regular account for both of those.
I have just had the special account. I'm not sure where the other one came from.
They have, they had your next shipment date 2/5. If you, I guess if you had stayed, there was the next shipment date. I guess they have it back in now, the item that you were missing, you know, that was delayed.
Okay.
'Cause it's, yeah, it says 2/5 was your next shipment date. Let me look at next shipment. Let me see if it let me view next shipment. Hold on.
So issue 6 is available.
Yeah, that's the one that is. That's the one that said it was missing. Let's see. Yeah, the next shipment says it has 15 through 18. I don't know if it's going to skip it or what. But, hold on. 1 and 2. 3 through 6. Yeah, they were ready. It says that they shipped 3 through 6 on 7/10. Did you not get 6?
Nope, I left. I stopped at 5. I never got 6.
Okay, well, I wonder why it's saying that it was shipped out on here.
That was another issue. I kept being told stuff was shipped and nothing was ever shipped.
Yeah. Hold on, let me look at the ledger. You said your address is 1581 Camelot, right?
Correct.
Brown, is that Brownstown Township, Michigan?
It's Trenton, Michigan.
That might be the issue. It says Brownstown.
I corrected that 3 times as well with Trenton. And it keeps going back to Brownstown.
That means the computer is changing it. The computer will change it. Hold on, based on the zip code. They have tracking information in here where they shipped you several packages. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's saying that it shipped you 6 packages. I see a note in here.
One of them could have been the license plate and a comic book, but it wasn't no parts for the Ecto-1 itself.
Okay. Yeah, you were upset way back in July about your shipments taking too long.
Yeah, everything was always backordered and not in stock.
Yeah, that's all the accounts are like that. It's, I guess because of COVID. I'm sorry. That's probably what it is because it didn't slow down like that until COVID stuck.
I'm with your competitor, and they're having no issues shipping anything.
That's what somebody else was telling me.
Yep, you got a new competitor up against you, and they're doing just fine.
Huh.
Okay, I'll give it a few more months. It still sounds like your warehousing and everything's still confused.
They gave you a 20% discount already, right? Okay. All right. No, I'm not. We're not confused. It's just the postal services. Christmas was really horrible, and they just put up a notice saying because of COVID and the volume, and then they took away all the sorting machines. So that didn't help. But
you guys weren't even shipping anything. Period. You guys weren't even shipping anything after issue 6. That's why I canceled. It wasn't the post office at the time.
Okay, gotcha.
It will be now, but.
Okay. Do you want to reactivate it and see how long it takes to come to you? Because they gave you a 20% discount, I see already.
Yeah, and this is still the special one where it has all the lights and everything that comes with it.
Yeah, you're talking about the Ecto
premium,
one?
I guess.
Yeah, it's everything. Yeah, everything is on there. Everything comes out. That's the thing. It's the computer. Everything is controlled by the computer system. It does everything in order. And it won't send out. That's what it is. It holds it back until if an issue or anything is out of stock, it'll hold it back until it comes in. Everything is set by the computer. That's the problem.
Well, we can try see if issue 6 will be shipped.
Let's try that. Let's see what they're going
to
send.
But I'll have to change the credit card on the account.
I can do all of that. Let's get a reship for your 6. Hold on just a second if they haven't done it yet.
Okay, I never received number 6.
Yeah, let's finish this out. I try to talk the customers into keeping this because I'm just the type of person. I don't like to start something unless I finish it. And then they be so excited. I'd be wanting them to finish building this.
I've already spent $200 and it'll be a waste of money not to be able
to
finish
this thing. That's what I was telling them. You need to at least finish it. There's one guy had been here for years and his item didn't come.
And your competitor that I'm buying from now, I'm almost done with the Mustang. And half the time I was getting the parts with Eagle Moss.
You know you were only getting 4 parts a week. You know you can get up to 12 and you can get 12 a week. You can get more parts. You're only getting 4 every 2 weeks. So hold on just a second.
Yeah, and that was the max I was told I could get. I kept getting different information from everyone I talked to.
Who told you that?
A few different people I talked to on the phone. I never got their names.
No, it's 12. I'm looking at it. It's 12 on here, quantity. And you can get 12 each week. You can get 12 one. You can get 12 week, 12 every 2 weeks, or up to every 13 weeks. It's your choice. You can suspend it for a few months. I mean, you do whatever you want with this account. Hold on just a second. Let's get this reship done first. You said issue 6 is what you're missing. That's going to be reshipped for free. So hold on just a second.
Well, can that, we have that reshipped?
Oh, you're missing the magazine.
See how long.
Go ahead.
And see how long that takes.
Yes.
Then I can call back and reactivate.
Yes, you can do that.
Okay.
But I have to reactivate you first. We're not going to ship you something if you're not reactivated. So what you need to do is call back after a little while and maybe get them to suspend the account after they ship it to you. Where it be not, we don't need to be sent to you already, okay?
All right.
Then I'll change it to every 13 weeks where they won't ship you anything else. You'll have time, okay?
Okay.
So we'll get it set out like that. Are you missing just the item, the issue, or are you missing the magazine too?
I'm missing the magazine and the parts of issue 6.
I'm going to have to give you the magazine 3 through 6 because that's the only thing on here. It's not individual for some reason. So let's see. Let's get that set up for you. Let me reship. Yes, I do. Okay, so that's done. Now, let's get you reactivated. And then I'm going to do your thing every 13 weeks. So you'll have time to get this item, okay? That'll give you 2 months and some, 3 months and some.
Okay.
So let's
Let's
do it like that, okay? Let's see. Reactivate. This is just for your Ecto One. I'm not reactivating your special accounts or anything else. I'm just reactivating your Ecto One for you because that's what you asked for. All right, so that's active. Now I'm going to change it to 13 weeks. Okay? Why did they change that? It was 2-something. They changed it to 129. It's already been passed. All right, now you wanted to change the card number, you said?
Yeah.
All right, let's update your card number for that. All right, what is it?
5108-0501-8913-0649.
All right, thank you. I'm gonna call this back out to you as I put it into the system. Only stop me if I say something incorrect. If I'm correct, let me continue, okay? 5108-0501-8913-0649.
Correct.
What's your expiration date?
12/24.
12/2024. All right. Give this a little time. I've got that into the system for you. All right. I don't know what's going on here. What is weird? Mr. Patris, is it saying that it shipped you a bunch of stuff? And 3 through 6, and then it's, I see 7 through 10, and then I see 11 through 14. Did you get any of those? 15 through 18.
Let me look in the last magazine I have.
Did you get all of those? You just didn't get 6.
11, 12, 13, 14. I got up to stage 14 in magazine 5.
Okay. 14. The last one I see is 15 through 18 that was shipped. Oh, that's next. Okay. You're right. That's what I have. I have 11 through 14.
So
the next one is 15.
Yet.
Yeah, they have 15 through 18. They're going to give you a Ghostbusters cap with the next one.
Okay.
All right, then I reshipped 6 to you. Okay. Anything else I can do for you today, Mr. Ryan?
No, how much was that per month again?
Hold on. You're doing form at $872 plus almost $10 shipping and handling. So that's $47.88 with shipping and handling instead of $50-something. You still have that 20% discount. All of that is still on here. You're picking up exactly where you left off at, okay?
All right.
Anything else I can do for you today?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in to Eagle Moss. You enjoy your items. You have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.